And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, the reunion, or day 642. How are we all doing? I need to see the chat, don't I? It's going to be the same if I don't see the chat. Right, magic beans need to do the chat. It's been a long time, what can I say? Thought I had a link there, apparently not, never mind. Who was first in, Mike?
Me.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Let's have a look. I've got no chat. Where's my chat gone?
Refresh.
I've already done that. I've only just loaded it. It's not there.
Well, it's there for me.
Oh, I've been swindled. You've not put it on the wrong bit, have you? I can't see anything. It's broken. We are out of practice. Come on, Mike. Chop.
It's there.
It's not there for me. I've got the calendar. Oh, it's there.
Thank you.
I've got it now. Oh, it looks like we're on our own. Oh. Right. I'll say hello. No, it's Simon. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? I think you'd done naughty things and it hadn't worked.
I didn't do any naughty
things. Well, it worked for you, but it didn't work for anybody else. It's all right, Simon. I'm claiming you as first because Mike doesn't count. So good evening, Simon. Hello, Deb, CQCQ. And Renee is with us in the house. Excellent. Hello, Paul. And Tracy. Hello, and Kim. Oh, we've got a full house here. Look, Jonathan's in and Dee. Oh, wow. Mike's cheating. No, Mike hasn't got a clue what he's doing. He's had a bit of a stressful day, though, haven't you?
Yes.
We had a delivery from Amazon that needed to be age authorised. So that was stressful. Oh, now, come on, folks. You knew we weren't going to open the doors at what, 30 minutes to go? Who else have we got in here? Oh, Kim's in. Yes. And right, OK. Maybe we should just have opened the chat and just had a free-for-all and left you to it. How would that go? Let me know. Oh, it's good that the gang are all here. How's the COVID situation where you are? Because we're in, what wave are we in? I've lost count. I think
fourth,
it's four.
Isn't it?
I think fourth. It's four. We've not topped the 100,000 a day yet, but only because we've run out of tests. So it's the perfect time to have a Marooned at MacBite's headquarters reunion. Because we're coming up to 2 years, you know. 2 years in 11 weeks. And looks like we'll be staying this way for quite some considerable time. Oh, what can I say? So let me know where it is where you are.
Hello, Dee.
Yes, I spotted Dee. I said hello to Dee.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, unicorns. Dee, unicorns.
Unicorns.
The two cannot be separated. Mike's been using unicorns. Oh, wow. Paul says, not good. National Guard deployed to help staff hospitals in Ohio.
That's not good, is it?
No. And we've not mentioned much about hospitals here. Other than, you know, we're already stretched to breaking point. Anyway, Boris is trying to get 1 million people a day vaccinated. So the lead singer of McBusted's a very busy boy. What else is happening with that? Boris lost the by-election yesterday. So a by-election was called. A by-election is when there is an election for a parliamentary seat, but not at a general election. So not when we have like the big changeover, like you have your presidential every 4 years. The reason that there was a place and it needed to be filled was because Tory had been caught doing something naughty, which is pretty much what they always do. So he resigned. And this seat was it, what was the lead, 24,000?
No idea.
It's been a Tory seat since forever, since William the Conqueror was around. And they lost. So, yeah, that was taken as being like a referendum on how people felt about Boris. I personally didn't think it was a wise thing to do a couple of weeks before, well, less than a week before Christmas, when it's looking like a lockdown. But, yeah, that didn't go well for him. Although he did manage to produce another kid, didn't he? Yeah. That's scary. We've done the count. We think that's seven, but we could be a mile off. Who knows? But no, what they did say was they're trying to get school teachers, retired school teachers, into the schools in January to keep the schools open. can't see that working myself. You know, once you, I mean, I don't know how all these people are getting DBS checked fast enough. That's the disbarring service. It's basically your criminal records check. I mean, when I had mine done, we were not pandemic at all, and it took 6 months. So in a pandemic, I can only imagine it's going to take 6 years, but who knows? Mike secretly loves unicorns as much as Dee does. Do you know? I think he might. I
not
think
secretly.
He might. But no, it's not a secret anymore.
No, openly.
Kim says Omicron is a major surge here among the vaccinated and the boosted, but not the unvaccinated. Do you know, Kim, that's really weird because I heard that today and it was the first time I'd heard it. I was looking something up, and you probably are aware that we have what's his role? Chief Medical Officer. This guy called Chris Whitty, Chief Medical Officer. He is so genuine, you know, but possibly helped by the fact he's usually stood next to Boris, who, if his lips are moving, is lying. But this guy is so cool. He's a cool dude, this guy. And they had him up before a parliamentary committee, which is a comedy in itself. And so one of these MPs asked a stupid question, and the answer was fabulous, and it was delivered so well from him. So I was there looking at what they'd all had to say about it, and there was a comment from somebody who worked in a GP surgery, which is doctor surgery in the UK, who said that all the people that are getting this are vaccinated and not the unvaccinated, which is just insane. So heaven knows what's happening with it all. I've no idea. We haven't heard anything about the states. So it's kind of just like we're thinking it's just us, and that you guys are partying fit to bust and we're not, but apparently not if there's a surge. So the wheels are coming off the gravy train. Well, you'd like to think so, Simon, but this guy is Teflon. He is totally Teflon. The guy put in charge of the Christmas party investigation had a Christmas party of his own. Just read that, Simon. Couldn't make it up, could you? You could not make it up. And then you think, well, yeah, Tories investigating Tories. Well, obviously. Oh, dear. Kim says, we heard the UK now has vaccine passports. What's that about? Well, we have an application here for phones, the NHS app. And within it, once you've had your jabs, you get like a state, what do they call it? Like a badge. You get a badge in your app. And going forward, places are going to ask to see it. So football matches for a start. Wasn't it anything with 10,000 or more people attending, even if it's outdoors? So you have to show this app on your phone to say you've been vaccinated. Alternatively, you can show a negative test. But I don't know how you would know it was your test and not somebody else's test. But I don't know, because I've never had a COVID test.
MPs, is that like a state governor?
What's an MP? It means a member of parliament, Debbie.
Is that the equivalent of the senators?
I think it would possibly be a senator. What's the House of Representatives as opposed to the other one? It's somebody who is responsible for a local area. So it's
stop
called
right there. They're not responsible in any way,
that's
shape
true.
Or form.
It's called a constituency, and it's a certain geographical location. So our MP is Graham Brady, Sir Graham Brady, who keeps voting against the government. So, you know, he might not have long left. But he is in charge of the 1922 committee, which is like the fossilised Tories. I know Simon's thinking they're all fossilised, and I'm not arguing, but the fossilised fossils. Oh, it's bad news. It really is. Renee wants his booster jab. Well, you know, it might actually be faster, Renee, if you came over here for it. Simon, he's not going anywhere that fast, trust me. I just don't see it. He's just going to bluster his way through it, seriously. And Jonathan, will Boris still be PM for Matt After Hours? There's no way he's going. Don't forget here, this was the guy who was caught on a zip wire, caught with his pants down in office as mayor, had a kid with another woman whilst married and having an affair with another one all at the same time, and he still got voted in leader of the Tory party and voted in as prime minister. He's just Teflon. Nothing sticks to this man, I'm telling you. Nothing. The thing with a by-election is you can vote for a Muppet if you like. It's not going to have an impact beyond embarrassing somebody. And in this case, that was Boris. It was a foregone that people would vote against Boris. But if you've noticed, normally what happens when that does happen is it's like, so Labour win. But the fact that Labour didn't win, there was some strategic voting going on there. What they basically said is, we're going to vote against Boris, but we don't want a Labour. We don't want Labour to win, so we'll vote Lib Dem. That's the only time they ever win. And the thing is, bless them, they cover themselves in glory, don't they? It's like, oh, wow, we've won something. And they start to think it's the beginning of the comeback. It's not. No. Come a general election, they would vote Tory, whoever was in again. I'm telling you, they would. But it's fun to see in a by-election, isn't it? It is fun to see it. Oh, yes, Alex and the chickens. How are they doing? It's easy to be Teflon if you've got no morals and refuse to resign. That's like Putin. Putin is Teflon. Putin doesn't actually make an arse of himself to the extent that Boris does he really? I mean, he might be up to noughties, but not as idiotic noughties.
Didn't we? We took chicken out.
Yes, you took chicken out. Yes, you did.
Squeaked it.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. The chickens are in lockdown because of avian flu. That's another thing that we've got, isn't it? So, yeah, if you want any diseases, just come to Britain. But you might have to come and leave quickly because obviously we'll be going into total lockdown at this rate. That is bad news with the poor chickens. But look after them anyway. MP, short for Muppet. Indeed. They're all as bad as one another. They really are. Oh, right. Poll figures, the House of Lords will be the US Senate and the other will be the House of Representatives. That sounds about right. The way it works with the House of Lords, they're not voted in. So there is no vote to get somebody in the House of Lords. It's cronyism is what we call it. Anachronistic cronyism. The Prime Minister and the government can decide who to bestow a lordship to. And then they get into the House of Lords. And they can turn up for 2 minutes and then claim a full day's... What's it called? Is it a stipend? Basically expenses. Expenses scandal again. Right.
John has just posted a link, right? To a Vladimir Putin calendar.
Oh, is that the one where he was half naked with a fish?
No.
Oh.
No.
That must have been a... Am I getting confused? I'm telling you, there was one of him. I can't see, microphones in the way.
But who does he remind you of? I want to post this link here.
I can't see. He's got his microphone right in the way and expects me to see.
No, the link.
It is like we've never been away, isn't it, Renee?
Right. I'm posting a link in the chat, right? Dennis Stewart and Vladimir Putin separated at birth.
Oh, now you come to mention it, yeah.
Yeah.
Dee says, what will Christmas look like for us? The same as the 642 days before it. There will just be Mike and I and the lovely Lola. We're not having turkey or chicken. We're having lamb. So it's become a tradition for Mike and I. I mean, Mum always wanted a turkey, didn't she? But I think it was just because, you know, you've got to have a turkey because it's Christmas. And then after Dad died, it was like, do you want turkey or shall we have lamb? And it's like, no, let's have lamb. So our new tradition is that we will have lamb. Mike's contemplating potato bothering, aren't you?
Yes.
Trying to get roast potatoes like Mum used to make.
So failing miserably.
I'm leaving him with that. What else have we got? We've got some mince pies and we've ordered some clotted cream. That doesn't mean we'll get any, but we've ordered it. But other than that, very quiet. But what is nice, apart from the fact the Amazon man keeps coming and dropping stuff off, Mike came back today and there was a big present bag in the porch. Dragged it upstairs and it had, perfect for somebody who reads, a voucher in it for Waterstones for me and two bottles of Merlot for Mike. So, yeah, it's really nice. Presents keep turning up. Loving that. But it'll be a quiet time. But I think that's wise, given where we're at with this. Right, let's catch up. At least with Putin, you get a calendar. With Boris, you don't get anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
Would you want a calendar of Boris, Jonathan? In various states of undress and on his high wire? I don't think so. Although I'm thinking that's not a bad idea as a demo. Tracy says, got out of the UK just in time before France locked the door into their territory. Do you know, we've had people all over the news today. Honestly, when you think of how many people have got infections, and I've heard of three in the last 2 days, where one of them was double vaxxed, another one was double vaxxed and had a booster, and I think the third one was double vaxxed and with a booster, and they're dead now. And people are saying, I mean, that to me is like, he doesn't really get much worse than that. And then you've got idiots all over the news saying, I'm devastated. And you're thinking, well, why are you devastated? You know, have you lost someone? And at that point, you know, your sympathy's showing. And then they've got the temerity to come out and say, I'd booked for Euro Disney for Christmas and I'm devastated. Well, it's not like you're dead, is it? So suck it up. But so I've been banned from watching the news, haven't I, Mike?
You have.
Mike listens to the news with a running commentary from me. Oh, right. Let's catch up here. Simon's quite right, saying no one wants to see Bongo stripped to the waist on horseback. Well, you know, you say that, but only from a laughable perspective, Simon. I do for your Christmas present. I do. Let's have a look at this. Do you know who else he looks like, Denny Stewart?
Who?
Father Mac. One of our priests that's just retired. Look at the nose. It's Father Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, what else have we got? You know what my Christmas present will be. Need a Putin calendar. Well, I saw it. It was a few years ago now, to be honest. But, you know, every year they dredge it up again. It was Putin stripped to the waist catching fish. There was another one on horseback. Basically, it was like Putin done out to look like Action Man on this calendar. And I'm assuming it had seen some considerable amount of Photoshop. We'll see. We'll see. Oh, turkey isn't your favourite meat. No, turkey, I always think it's a very dry meat. And then if I ever said that in front of Mum, you saying I'm not cooking it right? No, it's just, it's turkey.
Years and years and years ago, when I was like 10, we used to go down to London as a family to stay with friends over Christmas. In fact, this couple my mother now plays bridge with.
Oh, God, your mother and her bridge.
What?
Oh, what a woman. So go on.
So they cooked the Christmas dinner and we had turkey. And I remember saying to my dad, I thought you didn't like turkey, Dad. I thought you found it too dry. And he gave me a right going over afterwards. Should have kept my mouth shut. Bit like avocado.
Oh, God. That was my mother. My mother would say to me, you won't like avocado. For years. So we never had it. And then we went to Mike's mum's and that was probably one of the first meals she's cooked us in years, wasn't it?
Mm.
And the starter was avocado. And I looked at it and Mike looked at it and we both just went, just eat it. Because mum had said to me, it's slimy like soap, you won't like it. So I thought, you know what? If it tastes like carbolic, I'm going to eat this. I'm not going to say, no, I don't like avocado. And I tried it. It was really nice. Oh, Mum didn't know me as well as she thought she did. Oh, Kim's looking for Mac Bites merch. We need some Mac Bites merch. Oh, Paul, are we on holiday yet? We've been on holiday for 2 weeks. Oh, we're 2 weeks into a 5-week holiday. Loving it. Absolutely loving it. It's more aging to be in football than being a dictator. Yeah, it is. It is. But then, to be honest, you know, if you think about it, the way that it's going with COVID in football, it's not ending well for United. United have got 7 fit players out of 50. So, yeah, they can't play. So their games have been cancelled. Not enough players.
Mind you, he's never tried an avocado.
Who?
Nor had I until about a year ago. Well, 18 months ago.
Yeah, it was the weekend before COVID.
Is it the Last Supper?
It was the Last Supper. Yeah, it was. It was genuinely before COVID came in. Do you know we used to have MacBites mugs? We'll dig them out. There you go.
I've got a MacBites mug somewhere.
I've got a MacBites mug.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, everybody wants a MacBites mug, right? Well, we'll sort those out. We'll dig them out. But Kim wants a MacBites hoodie as well. I think we mentioned a hoodie, didn't we? Because Kim wanted one with Wolfie on.
Mm.
I will get round to the merch. There you go. And PJs. With the cover art from Mike's Bot Box.
No, I draw the line at that.
He doesn't image have the rights. Final say. He doesn't have... I drew it. Can I just point out I drew it?
I post for it. Well, sorry, did I say that too loud?
You said that out loud, Mike.
That's a lie, by the way.
Yes, I did it from memory. There you go. If turkey was worth having, we'd be having it all year. Yeah, that's a very good point. And no. Oh, talking of which, I've got to show you this one. Yeah, this is what passes. Simon's probably seen this, to be honest. But if not, he's going to love it. What I found disgusting with this one was that they didn't apologise until the whole fiasco went viral. So let's get in here and put this in. Yeah, this is what constitutes a school dinner at Christmas. It came out yesterday, that.
Now we're discussing where my bot's going on these PJs.
We see Kim enjoys avocado toast. We sometimes have it on toast. But avocado is actually quite nice. It's not... There's certainly not an overpowering taste to it or anything, is there? It's just nice. Just nice. Oh, Tracy wants the jammies, but with Elaine bites. Yeah, it's Mac bites and so does Elaine. Yes, we'll sort these out. I'm making a note of all these ideas. Oh, Alex was going to have avocado toast for lunch, but not ripe enough. They said avocados made a comeback about 3 years ago. And it was like the thing, you had to have avocados. And the admittances to A&E for knife injuries shot up because people are trying to cut them in half with a knife, with the avocado in the hand. And it's like a known injury, a common injury. And they go in and it's like, oh, an avocado, was it? So if you just wait until they are a little bit riper, then you don't have a problem, do you? I had to warn Mike to be careful with it. Oh, and Paul wants stickers. Bad words were said.
That was Kim's phrase of the week, she said.
Yes. Bad words are said a lot here over quite a few things. Tell me about it. With Mike's bot on the back end of the PJs. Oh, you are coming up with such good ideas. No, Simon had not seen that. Well, that wasn't... I thought, looking at it, it was for preschool. I thought it was like the nursery age. But no, these were kids at high school. And to say that is unappetizing is not doing it justice. It's that bad. But the thing that got me with it was there's just no integrity at all with the schools. That cost £3.50. But I mean, if you look at it, if that cost them 50p, seriously, it was bad. The school blamed it on COVID. I'm not aware that COVID were eating the meat and two veg. But they said to a parent who'd complained that the kids had eaten it and there was not going to be a refund and they wouldn't apologise. And then the parents started posting these photos that the kids had taken. Thank God the kids were savvy enough to take the photos. They posted them on Twitter and Facebook. And once it had gone viral and the school was shamed, they apologised. And then said there'd be a refund. But just looking at that, I don't honestly know how that qualifies as food. I don't think I've seen a more anemic meal. It was just white with what passed for a pig in a blanket. But even then, that was just vile. It was shockingly bad. When I think of all, you know, as a school governor, you're exposed to like the stuff that they do on diet and health and fitness. How on earth they could serve that, I do not know. That was bad news. We can all have a giggle about it now. Giant Toblerone's going to be consumed, I think. Oh, tomato and cheese and Swiss cheese melted on top. So you're giving me great ideas here, Kim. Yeah, I could definitely do that. Oh, Jonathan's taking us for a walk. Have you still got your COVID clinic on the doorstep, Jonathan? That was bad, wasn't it? Don't open the window. Mind you, we're not that far away from Carrington, you know. That's the United Training Ground that they've had to close down as well. So we're all going for a walk with Jonathan. Jonathan's going to do my steps for me today. Exactly, Dee. It isn't being sorry if you only do it through shame. They should have been ashamed of that without it going viral. But it does show you that this is why people put stuff out there. If they can't get any joy, they can't get them to do the right thing without that public shaming, that's why they publicly shame them. But they should have apologised for that straight away. I always remember when I was at school and there were school meals, because my father was a transport manager for a fruit and veg merchant, and they had the school contracts. So we knew what was ordered from every school, including the school I went to. And there were still orders going in for like things like avocado. Kids never saw them. All the kids ever got was chips. And the teachers would go in at lunchtime. They would sit separately and they had a totally separate menu. Trust me, theirs was way better. So no, not on, not on. The lunch looks inedible, doesn't it, Kim? I looked at the meat and I thought, is that meat? And then I thought, is it warm? Because there was the bun that it was on, the bread thing, was just so pasty white. And there was no redeeming features for that. So while I went round and I went from story to story about it, what was comical, there was another site that was talking about it. And somebody had put a picture up and said, good grief, my early years child did better than that. Now, early years didn't exist when Mike and I were young. Until you were five, you were at home with your mum and dad. But there is this thing called early years now, and they're basically babies. And she said he was 18 months old, this kid. And she put a picture up of his, and I looked at it, the one I showed you.
Mm.
And I said, how could a child at 18 months eat that much food? But by comparison to the ones that these virtually adult kids got, you're looking at 15 to 18, these kids. And that was what they were served. I mean, the one was a proper meal and one was just, didn't even, that couldn't even be described as a prototype for it, could it? Did the lunch have a Gaviscon as a side? No, I don't think they had anything like that. There was a mince pie on one, but not all the desserts were the same either. There was a mince pie on one and I think it was a Swiss roll on the other, like a little wrapped up Swiss roll. But that doesn't constitute, you know, a fantastic Christmas lunch, does it? Anyway, luckily, I think the schools break up today, don't they?
Probably.
Some might be in Monday, Tuesday, but I doubt it. Not much will be happening either.
I think my mum's broken up.
Oh, Paul says, let me find the plastic school pizza we had for lunch in school. Where? What was the worst school dinner you had, Mike?
Baked fish and semolina.
You don't like either. Were they served together? Because I wouldn't put it past them.
No.
I think mine was this salad. And I thought it was a joke. I didn't know people ate leaves. I was very young, what can I say? And the other thing that was vile, like you say, was semolina. And I don't think the rice pudding was much better. Because it was cold.
Is semolina an English thing?
Is it like blancmange?
It's like frog spawn.
I can't eat semolina. Yeah, that's the thing. It is like frog spawn, isn't it? In terms of texture, think frog spawn. If anybody's eating, I do apologise. Oh, let me have a look at this from Paul.
Pizza Lunchables.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. They're like... When he said pizza, I thought he meant like a standard round pizza. These are just like... cut up cubes of pizza.
Obviously, school, you know, school dinners have a bad reputation. They certainly do when we were at school. And in our last year, or last but one year, they brought in this cafeteria system. So you could go and get a burger or sausage and chips or anything. Well, not anything, but it was a wider choice.
Well, do you know, we had that.
And I think the intention was to, you know, encourage you to stay on the school grounds rather than going out to...
Mackie D's.
Well, I was going to say that well-known fast food that begins with an M.
Mackie D's.
Mackie D's, yeah. Other fast food outlets are available.
Well, they did try that cafeteria thing with us. But the thing is now, I don't know if people are aware. I mean, you will be if you've got kids of school age. But now there's like... Do you remember the knit nurse?
Yeah.
the one who used to, I mean, how hygienic, the knit nurse. Well, now you've got kind of a knit nurse at the end of the cafeteria queue. So you, a kid can go in and put what they want on their plate. They can pick it from a cafeteria system. But when they get to the end of the, like the serving queue, it's inspected by the food knit nurse. And if there's too much sweet or not enough of something else, so why don't you just give the kids what you want them to have then? You're letting them make a choice and then taking it off them. That's even worse. Mm. Yeah, I said to Mum, now I lived about, what do you reckon, 3 miles from school? Three and a half miles, something like that. Other people lived literally like 100 yards up the road. So I said to Mum, I can't be doing with the school dinners anymore. I'd rather take sandwiches, but if you had sandwiches, you had to put your sandwiches in the food hall in the morning. And people would tinker with them during the day. So that wasn't going to work for me either. So I didn't want the school food. I didn't want to leave my sandwiches unattended. That happened where my dad worked, you know, and somebody found a frog and put it on somebody's sandwich. Don't ask. So I didn't want to leave the food. So I said to Mum, well, there's only the third option, which is get a pass to go home at lunchtime. She said, it's a heck of a long way to come home at lunchtime. I said, I wasn't thinking of coming home. I just don't want to be at school. So she said, okay, fair enough then. And I got a pass. So I could go into sale and have whatever I wanted and did on a frequent basis. Loved it. But, these are bringing back seriously bad memories.
Yeah, Tracy's just said we used to get mashed swede. And it reminds me of mashed potato. And one of the lads used to sell his mashed potatoes for a couple of comics. Because he didn't like mashed potato.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at this of Alex from having a salad with a slice of meat pie with gravy that had lettuce floating in it. Oh, no.
No, what happened was we had this teacher and she stood up one day. Because first of all, there was the, I don't know if any of you guys had this, but we used to have, you know, china plates. And if a plate dropped, if someone dropped a plate, the whole dining room would go silent, followed by a, yeah!
Yep.
So then they changed it. Then they changed it to plastic plates.
Oh, yeah, we went to plastic plates, like a pusher and spoon.
Yeah. And then this teacher stood up and started going about waste. And, you know, the starving people in Ethiopia, and et cetera, et cetera. And that's when I went home crying, saying, they're making us eat semolina and baked fish. And my dad had to type this letter to ask if I could be excused from eating semolina and baked fish.
It was well within his rights because it barely qualified as food, let's be honest. I'm with Alex. You could break teeth on those pizzas.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
We're just talking school dinners.
Kim, I'm fascinated. Weren't allowed off campus for lunch. They were afraid we'd all get pregnant in school if we left the school grounds.
I take it was an all-girls school then.
Well, I went to an all-girls school, but do you know what? You were honestly safer off campus than you were on. While I was there, my form teacher, the first form teacher I had, was a guy, and I think that was the first male teacher I'd had as a form teacher. And he was about 5'2". And he just spoke to everybody. Well, obviously, they're all girls. He spoke to to your chest. His eyes never left your chest. And we all knew it, you know, but what can he do and what can he say? So there was him. And then after I'd left, we got this other guy in. I think he was deputy head. This is why there shouldn't be men at an all-girls school. He was a deputy head, I think. And I think he arrived maybe a year before I left. Anyway, about 7 years later, there was a story in the local paper. And they were asking for people to come forward because he'd been fiddling with kids. And I remember saying to Mum, well, my form teacher was the same. She said, the short one. I said, that's the fella. She went, yeah, I didn't like him either. She said, when you went to parents' evening, you used to talk to your chest. Like, yeah, he did that with the girls, funnily enough. So we were far safer off campus, Kim. Oh, my. Not an all-girls school, just a lot of teen pregnancies. Whoa. Did we have one? The nearest I think we got was I left school at 16 and went to college. So picture the scene. I was probably about 18, so probably been out of school just under 2 years. And I meet this girl in the town centre that I went to school with. So I knew her up to being 16. Anyway, she was walking round with a kid and there was another one in a trolley. So I assumed that one of the courses, if you're not exactly academically gifted.
She's been to Tesco's.
A kid's trolley. A push chair thing. Is he put me off totally now? No, I was going to say. So if you weren't gifted, there was a course that they put you on, nursery nursing. So you're as thick as a house brick. They put you in charge of the next generation. So I assumed, looking at these kids, you know, that she'd got a job as a nursery nurse. Turns out they were hers. And I'm doing the math thinking, what the hell? I think she must have been pregnant about 6 months before she left school. Then she'd had the first one. Then she'd had another one after that. So no, they're all hers. And I'm looking, I'm looking now thinking, not old enough to have a skin kid. God, you know, she's probably a great-great-grandmother by now. That is dangerous. Stewed rhubarb with a stick of chalk in it. Oh, no. That is bad news. Do you know, now you've reminded me, rhubarb was something that was one of the desserts. And it looked like basically salad as a dessert. No rhubarb. I've never eaten rhubarb since. Oh, that's bad. That is bad. Oh, now, when Simon was working, one lunchtime, sat in a table, a delegation of Norwegian teachers and students, and one of them said something a bit dour in Norwegian, and the teacher said, "Well, we're in England, we speak English." So he repeated it in perfect English. Oh, that's brilliant, Simon. Yeah. Do you know, if you can swear in the second language, I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
When I was in fourth year, we had this German lad come over to stay, not with us, you know, all these exchange things. He stayed with somebody, and he was with us for a week in school, and he taught us all the German swear words. That's the first thing you learn, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, Tracy, when Tracy was in college, 16 to 18, bumped into a classmate from school, one kid in a pushchair and one on a hip. I was flabbergasted. I wonder if it's the same girl, Tracy. Maybe there was a lot of them. I couldn't understand one child, much less two. It did blow my mind, especially when I was like preparing for my A-levels. And I'm thinking, this girl, you know, she wasn't that uneducated. She should be studying for her A-levels and a future before she gets tied down. But no, she had quite a lot. I saw her again about a year later and she had a third. And I thought, we're going to have to stop meeting like this. If every time we do, you've got another one. Oh, it's not good. Tracy did like the rhubarb, though. No, it wasn't good at school. There was nothing good at school. It was all overcooked and diabolical. It was. Couldn't eat it. You only remember Jell-O and apple crisp in school. I think we had apple pie. What's the one where it's like pie but it's not? It's like a, you know, when they cook it in a massive tray and then slice it up and you don't call it a pie, like a slice.
Crumble. Apple crumble.
I wouldn't have said crumble, but yeah. Looked like sick in a bowl with custard on top. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Spotted duck.
Oh, I'm loving that, Alex. The dining room, we had big heating pipes. Loads of food could be found after a meal.
Carol, I think Tracy was trying to avoid the swear filter by putting spotted duck.
Hey, that works. No, I think you're okay with that word. I think you're okay with that one.
She's correct.
Yeah, it's not going to get upset. Oh, wow. Carol couldn't eat the school dinners either. No. And Dee hated time at school. I hated school. Do you know the one thing I can never understand? Good few years ago, who remembers Friends Reunited? And it was like the people you were at school with, like an alpha of Facebook. And I remember thinking about the concept and thinking, who in their right minds would want to relive that? I went to have a look and there were people that I remembered and I had absolutely no desire to join them again whatsoever.
Didn't they get bought out by ITV?
They got bought out by somebody and the whole thing. I mean, everyone's on Facebook now, so it would have died a death anyway. But no, there's none of my schools that I would go back to.
ITV.
I don't know why they would buy it.
They bought it for 175 million quid and sold it for 25 million.
That'd be right.
4 years later.
No, I School, no. There was a couple of good teachers. I had a very good English teacher. She took us on. We were the bottom group. And it was a two-year thing. So from age 14 to 16. So throughout your 15th year, when you're 16, you're doing your O-level. And she was a new teacher. So she got the runt of the litter with the thick group that I was in. But she was such a good teacher. By the end of the first year, we all passed the exam. And they wanted to move her to the top group and she wouldn't have it. She said, I've taken this group this far and I'm taking them to the finish line. The particular year we did our O-levels, so we're talking English literature and English language, you know, and we were the bottom group out of five. And she prepared us so well. She was so fair. And I like the fact that she was fair. My granddad died in the October of the second year of the course, and I totally forgot to do my homework. He wasn't expected to die. The doctor had said to my gran the day before, he's got 10 years in him yet. And the next day he was dead. So obviously my gran would have, she trusted doctors implicitly. So once he'd said that to her, that was written in stone. I mean, we all know he could have gone out and got hit by a bus the next week, but she took that as gospel truth. So it was a really bad night. And it wasn't until I got there the next day, I forgot, you know, I remembered that I hadn't done it. So she did the old, when we went round and I said, I'm sorry, I haven't done it. And she said, see me at the end of class, you know, like they do. So I wandered up at the end of class and she said, at least she wasn't unreasonable. She didn't just carpet you. She said, why didn't you do it? And I said, my granddad died last night. And that was as far as I got. And I was going to say, and we had to look after my granddad. I only got as far as my granddad died last night. She said, forget it, you passed. Oh, what a wonderful teacher. So she insisted that she stay with us. And when it came to the final exam, I don't know why everybody found this exam so difficult, because our group didn't. But the other students that had been in the top group, they'd got A's all through their school years, failed. And this was a calamity, because you had to have English language to progress to your A-levels. This group ended up having to take it at the same time as their A-levels, because you couldn't really do it without it. But the whole group had failed. Oh, happy years, not. Kim loved school. Oh, no, no. Ooh. It seemed as if my parents were always getting called in because I was arguing with the teachers over the principal. I did that with my English teacher in second year, and Mum carpeted her. And Mum was very quiet until riled. And this teacher made the mistake of riling her during a parents' evening about the fact that if we had a debate and then we took a vote on it, I was always the odd one out. It didn't matter what we were talking about. I would be the odd one out. And I never changed my mind. And my mum took that to mean that you knew your own mind and you weren't swayed by the crowd. So when this teacher pointed out that, you know, I should maybe change my opinion to match the majority, Mum said, are you for real? Do you live in the real world, woman? And put her to rights. I was ever so grateful to Mum for that. But no, I didn't like it. You see, I'm with Carol. I loved learning, but hated that I got bullied. I didn't. Luckily, I didn't get that bullied. People would call me names, but I guess that is bullying, but I ignored it. It's like you're too stupid to speak to, so I'm going to ignore you. But I just didn't find it a nice place. It was too cliquish. If you weren't in with the cool kids, then that was it. But I did love the learning aspect. But my problem was I didn't find the teachers that good. Because we're talking, when you think about how teachers teach now, where they've got the internet at their hand and audio and video and all kinds of different learning. Back then, you were lucky if you had a stinky purple photocopy. And a lot of their idea of teaching was just dictating and you writing it down. And that's not learning. It isn't. So I'm not surprised kids were bored stiff. I was bored stiff. It's a bit like when I'm watching a course, as I'm doing a course, a video-based course, and my mind's all over the place. And I'm like, oh, I'm not in flow. I'm not in focus. I can't focus on it. You know, and I'm blaming me. And then what I did was about 2 years ago, let's just speed it up a bit. This is a bit slow. that made the difference. I now have to concentrate because I'm listening at 2.75 speed. I haven't now got any extra bandwidth to be distracted by anything else. I'm super highly focused on what I'm doing. And I get into flow much faster doing that. I can imagine saying to my teachers, can you speed up a bit because I'm bored? That'd have gone down really well. But no, all my schools, I loathe them. Absolutely loathe them. Tracy loved hers, though. No, not me. Not me. I did get on the hockey team. I did enjoy that. I was pretty good at tennis as well. And what we call rounders, that you guys call, that's baseball, isn't it? Baseball, that one. But there wasn't a team for that, I don't think. We did have a football team, but we weren't allowed to play against any other school because it all had to be all girls and we were the only one on the football team. That was a shame. I enjoyed that. Oh, dear, dear me. Alex said, I love my school so much. If I was ill, I'd my mother ring to tell the headmaster not to send me home. I did like my primary school. That was the only one I did like, my first primary school. The one where it turned out my headmaster was Chichi's brother. Whoa, small world. But I did like that one, but I didn't like any of the others. See, Paul's another one. Maybe we're all the same. Maybe all our Mac biters. That's what we're like. That we love learning, but, you know, teachers, yeah, overrated. Greatly overrated. Oh, Alex likes the book, the Cal Newport book. Cal Newport does some good stuff. I must say that one's so good they can't ignore you. I think the premise is a bit weird, but I do like Focus. Deep Work. Do love that. Oh, Dee doesn't. Not good with audiobooks. Get distracted. Need to rewind all the time. I was doing that, Dee, but like I say, my problem was I had I could comprehend the book and I had this spare capacity that started doing its own thing. Whereas if I force myself to concentrate by try speeding it up, Dee. You never know. You might get through the books in half the time and understand twice as much, because that's what I found. And when I think I updated the app, the Audible app, updated it fractionally, and it went in and I started listening like, what the hell is wrong with this? Thinking it was broken, and it had reset itself to one speed. And then when I looked at it, went in and thought, right, 1.5, 2, 2.5. I'm thinking, who needs to listen to a book at 0.25? I mean, seriously, can you imagine a 10-hour book? It'd take 40 hours. You lose the will to live. Oh, Deb loves audibles. I love audibles. Not listening at 3x. I have actually listened to about 4 or 5 books at 3x. And I really surprised myself. They lent themselves really well to that kind of speed. But the narration was an Irish lady. And I thought, oh, I'm never going to keep up with the accent and 3 speed. But her narration was so clear, I could. And I enjoyed those. Really loved those. Oh, there's a question, Dee. What would be the most difficult book you've read, ignoring technical stuff like college textbooks or tech manuals? The one that sticks in my mind, Dee, is a play. And what happened was there was my favourite actor was coming up to a town 20 miles from us to do 2 plays back to back. So I started researching these plays because I hadn't read either of them. One was Arthur Miller's All My Sons and the other was Ghosts by Henrik Ibsen. So I started to read all the Arthur Miller plays I could get my hands on and the Henrik Ibsen ones. And for some reason, as I'm following through this kind of literature path, they recommended reading Waiting for Godot. Don't read Waiting for Godot. It's like, what the hell is this? That I found really difficult. It was basically just mumbo jumbo, passing as prose. You know, like when you know what a word means, but in the context of 5,000 other words that make no sense in that order. It was a bit like that. It was terrible. I found it just impenetrable. The thing I did find fascinating with it was there was a programme came on called Theatreland, and Patrick Stewart and Sir Ian McKellen were doing Waiting for Godot at the theatre that this thing was being filmed at. And I marvelled at how they could possibly learn the words. Because if you're learning a play, you know, if you start with, "Hello there, Fred," you know the character's Fred, and you know you're saying hello. But this was just random words spewed on a page. And yet they could learn them. There's no way I would ever be able to do that. So I think that was the most difficult thing I'd ever taken on. I did finish it. I did listen to the audiobook as well. And I will never listen to it again. It was bad. It was really bad. I think it was that one. Kim says, same as day, an hour will have gone by and I find I've forgotten to listen. I think that's because you have spare mental capacity. It's not going fast enough. It's not enough of a challenge. So I would always say, if you do find your mind wandering, sit down with a book, just for 5 minutes, an audiobook, speed it up and really concentrate. And once you've done that for 5 or 10 minutes, you can then carry on about your business and do the washing, the pots, the ironing, whatever, and you will be able to take all in from the book as well. So I'll do it when I'm doing like tidying up after an after hours. So I've got files all over the place and it's mind numbing stuff to do. But what I was finding was I was listening to an audiobook and just like you, I'd like, oh no, I have to take that back. I've lost it. But if I listen faster, then I don't. So it's definitely worth trying. Paul watched that in high school. What did you think, Paul? It was, yeah, it could have done with something as far as I was concerned. I wouldn't bother with it, Dee. It is. Yeah, now the one that I think you're talking about, I think that probably came out on DVD and it was the one that formed the basis of this, I guess it was a reality TV show. But the good thing with it was there was a purpose to it. You were seen behind the scenes at a theatre and that was fascinating. But the play itself, no, totally lost. I remember my mum telling me some stuff that she didn't like. And I didn't like much in the way of literature at school. It was when I left. And then I absolutely loved it. I was reading it on my terms and not them telling me what I should think about it. I actually went back to some of the stuff that I read at school and got far more out of it than I ever did at school. So hence my favourite song. One of my favourite songs, Bruce Springsteen, No Surrender. I learnt more from a 3-minute record, baby, than I ever did in school. Because they just wanted you to be like little mini-me's of them. They weren't there to teach you how to think. They were there to teach you to think like them. And I couldn't be doing without. No, hated school with a passion. Can we extend the reunion into Matt Bites After Hours time? We'll catch up on Matt Bites After Hours later. No, no, Renee. No, we've got to get out and get sorted for After Hours. Simon says, just can't listen to things speeded up. Not initially. And I think the trick is take it up fractionally. So when I tried it, I went to like 1.25. Honest to God, you can barely tell the difference, even with a TV show. So I use that video app, Inner. And if you Command Shift and V, you get into the video playback and you can speed it up. So I speed it up to 1.25. You can't tell the difference, apart from the fact that on every hour you save 15 minutes. It's amazing. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Right. I've just seen something further down, but I need to catch up to. Right. Let's get up to there. What made me want to take the book all the way to the end of Godot if it was gobbledygook? I kept thinking it might get better, Dee. Trust me, it doesn't. Leave it alone. I have read it so you don't have to. And I mustn't talk about The Boss. I know. But that song's okay. That one's really upbeat. So that one's okay. Tracy used to read about 4 books a week in primary school. When you were forced to do literature, you lost the will to read. Hardly any books nowadays. I went the other way. You know, we were supposed to do one play. Most of the time it was Shakespeare. Do we do anybody else? No, I think most of the time the play had to be a Shakespeare play. And then there was like a book with it. But instead of starting you off on something that I always think Midsummer Night's Dream is a good one to start with. But they start you off with like Macbeth or Hamlet, or worse still in our case, Merchant of Venice. The Merchant of Venice is fine, but not if you're 12. Really? Well, the last one we went to was Hamlet, and you didn't like that, did you?
I didn't like Hamlet.
No, he didn't like that at all. It could have been there was a match on. Just saying. Somebody might not have been concentrating 100%.
I still didn't like it.
But was it that you didn't like the play or did you not like the production?
I didn't like the production.
I was concerned about the production. It was a modern production.
It was all Russian and...
It was like a Stalinist state, wasn't it? But that didn't distract from the play for me. But I did have concerns before we went, I'll grant you. But do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking back to the one that we went to. I think it was Hindle Wakes. When I was in that much pain, I couldn't sit still. The tooth one.
Mm.
Mm. So I was actually pleased that I could follow along and I wasn't in pain. Oh, happy, happy days. Oh, Carol, we did that side with Rosie. I don't ask me about it. Not got a clue. Not got a clue with that. It wasn't my kind of book. But again, I think it was just read wrong. And who at school did the dreaded reading ring? We'll start with you. You read a page and then the next one will read a page.
Oh, we did that.
I hated that. Oh, I would like, oh, miss, I feel sick. I'm going to have to go outside. I just loathed it. I loathed that. Hated it. Bottom. Oh, Alex, that's actually really fun. We saw, the last Midsummer Night's Dream we saw was the one Vanessa Kirby was in, the one from The Crown. I think she's in the Mission Impossible films now. And it was like one of her first plays. I think it was her third play that she'd ever done. And that one was like, it was a good production, that. It was a modernist production, but it was good. Well, there's this bit where Puck runs round a girdle round the earth twice. Well, it came up in one of the Catenian quizzes. So we had this, you know, grey-haired old gent sat there who looked like an English literature professor but actually worked for the Inland Revenue, and me. And this question came out, and he turned round to Chidge and gave a name. And I turned round to Chidge and said, that's Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream. So Chidge is in the middle with these two answers, and he went for the answer the other guy gave, thinking that he would know more about Shakespeare than I did. We had literally seen it about, what, 2 or 3 years before that. And I'd done it at school and I remembered it. So I said, well, you can go with that answer if you like, but it's wrong. And he literally didn't know what to do in the end. But I think he went with mine. I was like, I'm right. I'm definitely right. So yes, Puck. Oh, Puck and Bottom. Simon hasn't read a novel for probably 20 years. Loads of reading books to the kids, though. And now you just listen to audiobooks. Lost interest in physical reading. I do have books, and the books that I keep, I've kept because they're not available on Kindle or anything like that. I do have a lot of books on Kindle, and I have a lot of audiobooks. And I like audiobooks because it means I can do something else as well. Because if I'm designing something, you know, I can actually listen to a book.
I've got that problem. Well, there's a book that I want. It's a biography of Fergie.
Another one.
And you can either buy the hardback or the Kindle. I guess I could get Siri to read it.
No, you can get the A-Lady to read it.
Oh.
If you've got the Kindle book, you can tell the A-Lady to read a Kindle book.
Oh.
It's a bit robotic, you know. It's not the same as a narrator, but yeah. Why have you never tried that?
No.
No.
Well, the A-Lady's hooked up to your account.
Yeah, but you could log in on your phone and get it read to you on your phone.
No.
Through the A account. All the right. A-Lady account.
I might do.
The app. It's fine. Oh, dear. Oh, wow. Dee remembers a Merchant of Venice. Is Shylock a villain or a victim? Here are some pre-made answers. I just think at 12, you're just too young. You are too young to be dealing with things like that. But we had to, like, memorise it. And do you know, I can still remember that now. In Belmont is a lady richly left, and she is fair and fairer than that word. Of wondrous virtues, some from... Blah, blah, blah. There's whole swathes of that that is burnt on my brain, and I have to question why. What's the benefit of that? I can Google it now. What's the benefit? I've never had to sit there and quote it. So it's just a waste of brainwaves. It really is. Why get worse readers to read? You lose the plot. Well, I think I think for me, more than that, I was losing what anybody was saying because I was so hyperventilating at having to read in public. I was a very shy child, what can I say? So I wasn't taking any notice at all. It was just awful. Awful. Silly chid, you'll never learn. I know. It was one of those situations where you were being judged on the fact that you were younger than the other person, that they were a guy, you were a girl, they were probably going to be right and you were going to be wrong. I mean, I wouldn't give you an answer unless I'm 100%. If I'm not 100%, I'm going to tell you I'm not 100%. But I remember doing, there was a quiz used to be on at tea time with Dad. I can't remember which one it was. Was it The Chase? He watched The Chase, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was The Chase. And on the odd occasion where I'm sat there, we had to hand feed Mayer at the end. He wasn't allowed to just gulp his food. He had to eat at a steady pace. So we used to hand feed him. So I'd be sat down there waiting for Mayer to come back from his trot. And Dad had put the quiz on. And when he got to the bit where they're doing like, I think it's about a minute of quick fire questions. So you can get maybe 9-10 questions if you're fast. And I'd just rattle the answers off to the point that Dad said, why don't you apply to go on here? You could make some money. I'm like, Dad, don't be ridiculous. But I wouldn't give somebody an answer if I wasn't 100% sure. Simon, that's good news. The party investigator's been fired. Well, he's got time for a party now. Oh, me and Kim, same idea. Oh, that's right. Well, he's gone. I wonder, does that leave Boris and Boris's sidekick and all the others? You know who'll be laughing about this, don't you, Simon? Handy Hancock, who's already gone. Oh, Alex, we had to memorise Julius Caesar. No, I didn't do Julius Caesar, thankfully. One I got away with. Although I wasn't keen on the comedies. I just don't think a child of 12 appreciates the nuances of it. So why make you do it? I would have much preferred something with something gritty. So something like The Crucible or something like that, which Mike got to do while I was doing Midsummer Nights. No, I didn't enjoy that. Dee got poked fun at for reading in school for being monotone. Exactly, that's what I mean. Everybody is going to be criticised by everybody else. The only one that doesn't get criticised is the gobbiest person in school who's probably the worst reader. And the reason they're having a pop at you is so you don't have a pop at them. But I just can't be doing with it. And I think teachers should be aware that that's what is going on. Which is why, you know, when we were doing all our Cattinian stuff, it's like I'm not putting somebody on a table with somebody else when I think they're not going to get along. You know, let's protect everybody and create a safe environment and all be happy. But teachers to me are like the worst when they do that. They know how you feel. They know you. And they know it's like their way of stirring the pot. Oh, no, I can't be doing with it. Dee's just started watching The Chase. It's addictive. It is. When with Dad doing it, he loved quizzes anyway. He really did. But I remember doing quizzes with my mum and Dad. Do you remember Sail of the Century?
Yeah.
Live from Norwich, quiz of the week. And I loved that. At 7 and 8, I was getting more answers right than my dad. clearly they weren't about Shakespeare. Oh, hello, Pete. Good to have you with us. And Alex, like me, you only say if you're absolutely certain. Because you'd never hear the end of it, would you? You'd never hear the end of it, so I don't. Simon can't stand Shakespeare. Literally can't get what all the fuss is about. It's like listening to Arthur Mullard rapping. Right, that is now in my head. I will never get beyond Shakespeare. Sounding like Arthur Mullard. Simon, did you ever hear on Brooklyn's 196 the Arthur Mullard rap? But you mentioned Arthur Mullard. Let me get you a link. Let me get you a link for this. Simon's going to love this. If he hasn't heard this, you're going to love it. Right. Let me find it. Right, that should find it. Let me get a link. Now, which one did I listen to? 2 minutes two, 2 minutes four. Do you know, it was probably that one. Right, I'm going to put this link in, especially for Simon. Simon's going to love this. Oh, Tracy, you'd remember him if you saw him. Yes, Simon, it was Nicholas Parsons. Lovely quiz, that. Loved it. Alex had a strong, lanky accent when you poked fun at by the teacher, which was why you went into a stronger accent. Exactly. Did with the teachers. Not taking out and dealing with. Honestly, they do. So I'm going to wait and see what Simon thinks of Arthur Mullard. And Tracy could use that video as well, if you don't know who Arthur Mullard is. Arthur Mullard and Hilda Baker got together as a musical duo. They were both comedians in the 70s and before that. But they got together in the 70s for a charity song, which is the link that I've just put into YouTube. You're going to love that. Oh, Kim's heard that before, and I think Renee may have heard that before. Simon, how have I never seen it before? I don't know, but you know what, Simon? I watched that, and I mean, it's agonising. The audio is agonising to listen to. But to think that they did that for charity at the height of their career and made themselves look complete arses, hats off to them. Hats off to them. They made a lot of money for charity with that. And it's just classic. Once you've heard it, you'll never listen to the original the same way again. That one was, we used to have a thing on Brooklands, which was the worst song. The worst song in the world. And people would, you know, put songs in like the Birdie song and stuff. And I think it was Stuart came up with that one, wasn't it?
I think it was.
And I'd never heard it either. And I'm watching it thinking like, whoa. So that one actually won the worst song ever, ever. But like I say, if you're at the top of your game and you have the guts to do that, hats off to you. I'm impressed. Oh, dee, we've got through the reunion without a visit from the Urban Dictionary Fairy. I actually have not Urban Dictionaried for a while. And the last time I did, it was fairly accurate and without anything salacious. So you could say that was a disappointment, but it actually made my day. So I think I've only been a couple of times since then. Do you know what else we haven't managed to mention? And given that on day 500, it was the highlight of the show, the lady pipe. Now, Mike had a story about the lady pipe, didn't you?
Did I?
Bless him. It's a good job I said put that in the notes for the show.
Oh, yes.
The reason that we ended up talking about lady pipes, full stop, was it came out of a story about United and these male toilets that spring up. And I said, well, what about the ladies? And then the lady pipes appeared. So the story has gone full circle, hasn't it, Mike? Where you go?
I'll have to go and find it now.
Oh, Dee mentioned the lady pipe. Okay, Dee, you get recognition and vindication. There you go. I must have missed that bit.
It's disappeared off the homepage.
Oh, no. Well, you put the link in the notes, didn't you?
I put the link in the notes. Now I'll have to go and find the notes.
Oh, can you see what I've got to work with?
It was basically that Trafford Council have handed out some fines to various people who've been caught urinating in the alleyways outside Old Trafford.
Was there details of whether it was men or ladies with lady pipes?
It didn't say.
Ah! We could have started a trend and it could be ladies with lady pipes. Who knows? Simon's downloaded a list of rude words and phrases to use for checking documents, just in case he didn't understand a few of them and made the terrible mistake of looking them up. Never again. No, leave it alone. I went to check something that I'd read somewhere, and when I actually read what colloquially it meant, oh, I was nearly sick. It was that bad. It was the worst thing I'd ever read. It was, how should we delicately word it, asexual perversion that I had never heard of, and I wish to this day I had still never heard of, but unfortunately I am now aware of it. So I'm going to leave that there. It was bad. It was the worst thing I'd ever read, and I am a woman of the world. There you go. Oh, Avenues and Alleyways. I love that song. I love that one. You see, Dee was quite sheltered until she joined us. It was downhill from there. Oh, Simon says it looks like a lot like the thing Simon looked up. Well, it's either the same thing, Simon, or there's a lot of closely related hideous things out there, and I don't know which of those would be the worst. But I would never even want to read this definition again. And I can just assume millennials are a rare breed. and hopefully getting rarer by the second. Oh, it was bad. It was. Ah, but you see, we did have 1985, didn't we, for D? 1985, best year ever. Oh, that was the year I left college. Oh, yeah. I had a year where I did... You see, this is... I love learning. So I had a year where I did more work, but not... that work that I didn't actually need to do, but I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself. Yes, we're in the 80s bubble. Do you know, we used to think things were bad in the 80s. Do you remember like 83 and 84? There was a heck of a lot of stuff going around about a nuclear war. That we had to be careful about a nuclear war. And you think, you know, they're scaring you to death with these public information films. And you look back on them now and they're like cartoons by comparison to COVID. And you think they didn't prepare me for a thing. Not a thing. They should have just left me be. Carol feels like, no, Carol. We're all young and it's only 1985. There you go. Oh, Alex went to a Pilates class and was educated on certain words. Oh, I didn't realise this was a thing. In 40 years, we'll be in the 2020 bubble. I think I'm going to cancel it before then, Dee. I know, if I know what's coming, then I'm not doing it. Oh, no, we're all going to need to look up that word now.
And I've already looked it up.
I've got a shrewd idea what it means. It involves the lady pipe, doesn't it?
It involves that area.
Yes, exactly.
Go and Google it.
Steady on. Don't Google it. Not if you're on public Wi-Fi or anybody's tracking you, don't do it. Oh, my. Well, we've had fun, haven't we? This has been a blast. When should we have a next reunion? Send in suggestions for when we need our next reunion. Just naughty ladies. That's the thing you say. Yeah. Naughty ladies. Have you noticed? Like ladies of a certain age that can't actually use the right words for things. Is that what you mean? Is tomorrow too soon for a reunion? Yeah, I think so. I think it is. Oh, now you see, Kim's got an idea. Monthly reunions. Quite liking that idea. How I know exactly the right time for the next reunion, Mike. And so should you. No, he's gone all blank, haven't you? When you least expect it.
Oh, yes, when you least expect it.
Like the next Mac Bites. When you least expect it. No later than 6 months. Oh, no, you see, Tracy's at the other end of the spectrum there. How about Fridays? Like a weekly reunion, you mean? Should we see how bad the figures get? Because, you know, we could actually, couldn't we, be worse than we were when we started Marooned, the way it's going with Boris and his figures. If only they had enough tests, we'd probably be up to 200,000 a day. But we'll see how that goes. Tracy says monthly would be fab. We will take all your suggestions about merch and suggestions as to reunions and have a meeting about it. There you go. Every time Bongo makes a terrible gaffe daily. Ah, but Simon, take that to its full conclusion, Simon. That would necessitate Bongo being Prime Minister ongoing so he could make said mistakes. And you wouldn't want that either. Mind you, you know, you look at the politicians we've got, all of them. Who's the leader of the Lib Dems at the minute?
Matt Mice-Murkin. There you go.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Who is the leader of the Lib Dems?
I don't know.
Neither do I. So they've no chance of getting in because I don't even know who they are. And Keir Starmer? No. We need a viable alternative. In fact, we should share what I said about the Queen, shouldn't we? They were talking about the Queen cancelling her Christmas party the other day. And I said, well, you know, seeing as though she's got some time now, why doesn't she just sack the entire government? And then she could take over. And Mike said, I literally said... Can she do that? And actually, she can, can't she? Right, well, we're going to head off. At least your PM can talk without a teleprompter. Yes, but Kim, the majority of what he says is...
you couldn't put that on a teleprompter.
If you put all the words Boris says on the teleprompter, you'd be there for 3 hours. He does talk a lot of... So, shall we leave it there before bad words are said? Stealth leader might be a good idea. I think the Queen should do it. I really do. Look in Slack under random. Right, okay, I'm going to look into Slack.
I've seen it.
A relative says don't trust Starmer. His eyes are too close together. You need to speed Boris to 3. You do. The best thing to do with Boris is cut out all of the waffle. But, you know, that's really difficult. In fact, Simon, you've not mentioned the Peppa Pig speech. I did see that, Mike. I couldn't bring myself to watch it until I watched it on Have I Got News For You? And I'm like, oh, no, the Peppa Pig thing. And he started. No, it was just too bad. It was. Renee has had a ball. Excellent. Well, we probably will do it again because, you know, not going anywhere anytime soon, are we? 2 years in shortly. We've got, well, there you go. March the 16th, 2 years.
Mm.
So we'll pencil that in for a start. But we will probably have another reunion at some point. It's been a complete blast. I hope you have enjoyed yourself. We've certainly enjoyed it. Glad to see the entire gang back again. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. So if you want to carry on, we'll be back in 45 minutes on YouTube. Always assuming my slides are finished. So it's going to be a busy 45 minutes. But for the moment, I'm going to say a good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.